In the latest supply and demand report, the Department of Agriculture reduced the size of the 2021 U.S. cotton crop by 660,000 bales, with most of the reduction in Texas. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us with a breakdown of the report and shares an economic outlook for the 2022 crop year.
USDA did increase U.S. mill use slightly, which is consistent with the NCC monthly mill use survey. Continued issues with shipping logistics have resulted in a lower U.S. export estimate for 2021 of 15 million bales. However, given the current pace of shipments, it will be very difficult to reach 15 million bales by the end of the marketing year. U.S. futures prices remain at very high levels as world cotton demand remains strong. For the world balance sheet, USDA reduced world production by just over 600,000 bales as lower U.S. production and a 500,000 bale decline in India's crop more than offset increases for China, Australia, and Pakistan. USDA made a very slight reduction in world mill use as a 500,000 bale decline in China's consumption was more than offset by increases in India, Mexico, and Pakistan. USDA also reduced China's imports by 500,000 bales. A further reduction in world ending stocks to 85 million bales is expected for the 2021 crop year. Producers are now turning their attention to planning decisions for the 2022 crop year. While futures prices are currently much higher than a year ago, input prices, particularly fertilizer and chemicals, are even higher. Input supply and availability will also be a concern for the 2022 crop year.